Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, an amazing lady, and I've researched the facts, nothing to do with the torture, criticized having areas of her command basically taken away and given to internal minions of military intelligence and private torture contractors. And she's got her new book out. I hope that she'll get it. And this is our final segment with her. We're going to take a few final calls. Brigadier General Janice Arpinski. Let's go ahead and talk to Tony in Arkansas and Larry in Louisiana. That's all we have time for. Then Scott Ritter's coming on. Tony, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. God bless you, General, for your courage. There's a lot of us out here support you, and thank you for your courage as an American to come forward with this.
And I appreciate that.
Thank you. Just wanted to ask you a couple comments, if you could, real quickly, on Kevin P. Burns, the firing four-star general, Kevin P. Burns. What was the information on that? From my understanding, you cannot fire someone like that without a court-martial or an act of Congress. And secondly, have you heard anything about his whereabouts, if you had any knowledge at all? And I'll listen off the air. Thank you.
Yeah, the suspicious firing of Burns just a few months before he was going to retire anyways. And then it turned out he was already getting a divorce. And they said, oh, well, he had a girlfriend but was off base who wasn't military. And that's not normal.
Well, it's his personal life. I mean, if the man is separated from his spouse, it's up to him what he thinks is correct or what isn't correect to do.
Very suspicious.
He probably was critical of the of Rumsfeld or the direction the war was taking, and they found a way to finish him off. I don't know where he's gone from now, or actually what he's doing or what the and in fact the caller was correct. It does take the Senate Armed Services Committee or an act of Congress to demote a general officer.
But the Washington Post just said Rumsfeld fired him.
Well, that's correct, because under this administration, you know, the gloves are off. They can do whatever they want, and nobody challenges
Doesn't
them.
Doesn't matter what federal law is in 230 years of our the way we run the military.
Or what we voted on, or what our leaders have passed, and none of that makes a difference.
Well, I mean, George Washington was, again, commissioned by Congress. Congress does this, not the president. Okay, it's called separation of powers. Larry in Louisiana. Larry, make it quick. Go ahead, sir.
Hi, thank you. What is your view on the use of depleted uranium munitions? Are they omni-kill weapons? Are they multi-generational kill weapons? And should they be used, and are they necessary?
Yeah, let's bring that up. I mean, the Army's own manuals say it's very dangerous to breathe, but now the neocons say it's nutritious. General?
I don't have a comment on it because I don't have enough information to make a comment. But I do know that there were an awful lot of decisions that were made that were governed by the neocons from Washington, D.C., and injured soldiers in the process.
General, we've got to have you back on sometime. Obviously, an hour is not enough to just talk about what you witnessed in Iraq and what it was like to be under continual bombardment and then to have part of the prison walled off by people out of your authority, and then, I don't know how they could try to scapegoat you when it was part of the record that you weren't in control of that wing of the prison.
Because they thought it was going to be easy to do so, and they believed that they would be able to silence soldiers from giving sworn statements to the contrary. And soldiers will not lie when they're asked. They'll answer honestly, and soldiers have been telling the truth. And I know the truth. I knew the truth all along, so I will just continue to pursue it.
Well, General, I really appreciate you joining us, and tell us just in the last 30 seconds here a little bit more about your book.
I think that the book is not a story about Abu Ghraib. However, it culminates with my career and how I got to Abu Ghraib. And credibility is established, and then you can understand another side of the story. And I think that people need to understand all sides of the story.
One woman's army. We've all got to tell everybody. Anytime you hear about General being demonized, Karpinski, tell them the truth. General, thanks again, and I look forward to having you back on in the future.
Well, thank you. I look forward to it as well.
God bless. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, and good questions, callers. We'll be right back with Mr. Ritter. Stay with us.
Alex
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word. The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul-tasting odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
You can live for weeks without food and days without water, but without oxygen, you would be dead in minutes. Oxygen is truly the breath of life. Where oxygen is abundant, disease cannot live. But where oxygen is deficient, disease will thrive. Are you getting enough oxygen? If you spend much time indoors or live in an urban area, you're probably oxygen deficient and don't even know it. This makes you vulnerable to all types of chronic disease, as well as undue emotional stress. Clearly, increasing your body's oxygen level without negative side effects is critical to attaining good health and a sense of well-being. This is especially true for smokers, those with respiratory disorders, athletes, and all health-minded individuals. The Unmedical Miracle Oxygen is a book that will show you safe, easy ways to increase your body's oxygen level. Get it now for just $14.95 with free shipping by clicking the blue and white oxygen banner at gcnlive.com or call toll-free 888-224-7416. That's 888-224-7416.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We just had Brigadier General Janice Karpinski on for an entire hour talking about the total tyranny, police state, evil of our government. That is the criminal elements of it. We've had Ron Paul on saying Bush is preparing for martial law and gun confiscation. Medical doctor, Vietnam veteran, most conservative member of Congress. We've had Ray McGovern on saying the government may carry out terror attacks. I mean, the article's up on PrisonPlanet.com. I mean, it's just amazing. I mean, I have multiple members of Bush's cabinet and directors and deputy treasury secretary coming on and saying the same thing, and Morgan Reynolds and chief economist. I mean, it's just, look, people say that good folks wouldn't stand up and tell the truth. They are. I mean, Ron Paul sounding as radical or more radical than I do. I mean, Ray McGovern coming out, the government, you know, unsolicited. He says the government might carry out terror. I mean, that sounded like a Fruit Loop to most people 4 years ago saying that. But just how much more do you need? They catch British troops running around in wigs and beards with bombs, shooting people. It goes on and on and on and on and on. There's just so much. We're about to be talking to Scott Ritter for the rest of this hour. We'll take calls the last 15 minutes or so. I'm really honored to have him joining us, and we'll tell you all about his new book, which is a doozy. But before I go any further, I'm going to be showing my new film, The Order of Death, documenting all the bizarre activities of the global elite and the new cut-down, remastered Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove. Two films, one screening, and I'll give a speech and have a question and answer after. Coming up this Thursday, Alamo Drafthouse, South Lamar. We had two showings a few weeks ago. They were both overflow crowds, so they asked me to have another one. This is the last one. It's going to be great. If you live in Austin and you haven't been to the Alamo Drafthouse South, it's a beautiful stadium seating, you know, theaters. They got five screens. We'll be in their biggest theater. They got food, drinks, everything. And go to Infowars.com, link through, and buy your tickets beforehand before they sell out. There are some tickets left, but usually they sell out a few days beforehand. Go now, get your tickets. I really want to see you there. It's going to be a great event. Go to Infowars.com and link through to the DraftHouse.com, Alamo DraftHouse, and get your tickets. Or if you're driving around and on South Lamar, pull into the Alamo DraftHouse. You can buy your tickets at the door early. Or you can try to buy them that day, and we'll tell you if there's any tickets left that day. There never has been. I think I've shown films here in Austin about 15 times in the last four or five years. And the first time I showed a film was about 4 years ago. So in the last 4 years, about 15 times. And they've always sold out beforehand. So there are some tickets left, so be sure and get them, Infowars.com. And if you want hard copies of any of my documentaries, whether it's Road to Tyranny or The Masters of Terror or my new miniseries, Martial Law, that covers 9/11, the police state, and you know the globalist master plan, who's controlling Bush, he's just a puppet. It's all evidenced. It's all documented. You need to get this film. Go to Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com and order the documentaries via the safe, secure online shopping cart. Or call toll-free. Got a bunch of new specials we're running right now. 1-888-253-3139. And give the gift of information this Christmas, or for somebody's birthday, or just give people Scott Ritter's new book. Give them my film Road to Tyranny. Give them Martial Law. This is how we're going to turn this country around. If we don't, I mean, it's over. So please call and get the videos. Take advantage of the new specials we're offering. Three DVDs for $45. I mean, that's an insane discount of like 30-something bucks. Here's the toll-free number, 1-888-253-3139, or write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. All right, let's go now to our guest, who I appreciate holding, and his new book, folks, is Iraq Confidential, is a dramatic, never-before-told expose of intelligence espionage by a staunch patriot the CIA wanted to silence. This first-hand account reveals in detail how the CIA manipulated and sabotaged the work of UN departments to achieve the U.S.'s hidden, and I'd say a criminal group in the U.S.'s, hidden foreign policy agenda in the Middle East. Iraq Confidential is an astonishing revelation of the CIA's imperial arrogance. And Scott Ritter, UN weapons inspector, a major in the Marine Corps, totally vindicated, joins us. We've seen the repercussions he's been through, others have been through. We've seen what they tried to do to the ambassador's wife. All of that now coming home to roost. Good to have you on, Mr. Ritter.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you.
You bet. The new book, Iraq Confidential, I mean, it's a slam dunk. It just codifies even more evidence of the premeditated lies bringing us to war. Break it down for us.
Well, I mean, I hesitate to use the term slam dunk because that's been spoiled by George Tenet making the opposite case. This book...
That was my intention, but was slam dunk, yeah.
Look, today we're in Iraq, and I think it's widely acknowledged, regardless of where you stood before the war, that it's an unmitigated disaster. I mean, we're up to our neck in a mess of our own making. Now we're having a discussion about, you know, how do we get out of this? What's the solution? And one of the things I've always, you know, said, is, and this is what I was taught as an intelligence officer, that you can't solve a problem until you first define the problem. And on Iraq, you know, we still haven't come to grips with the fact that our government misled us. We've had three reports issued, one by the CIA, the Iraq Survey Group, one by the Senate Select Intelligence Committee, one by the President's own Commission on WMD and Intelligence, that say, oops, we got it wrong. I mean, intelligence is a tough business, and, you know, sometimes you get it wrong. And that's all that happened here, guys, is it was an honest mistake. And what I try to say, and I show in my book, I don't try to show, I definitely show it, that this is absurd, that the CIA knew that Iraq had been fundamentally disarmed. The CIA knew that the numbers that it was passing on to the president were deceptive, were misleading, were falsified. And I back this up further by reminding Americans, and because they do need to be reminded, that this was never about disarmament. I mean, I don't know why we all got fooled, or at least some of us got fooled into believing that, you know, George W. Bush wanted to disarm Iraq, because Bill Clinton before him did not want to disarm Iraq, and his George Bush's father, George Herbert Walker Bush, didn't want to disarm Iraq. The only policy objective that was in play during the entire decade of the 90s was regime change. And disarmament, the work of the weapons inspectors, was only useful insofar as it facilitated regime change, either by providing an excuse for the maintenance of economic sanctions that killed between 700,000 and 2.2 million Iraqis during the 1990s, or to use as a Trojan horse as a vehicle for committing espionage against Saddam Hussein, gathering intelligence so that the CIA could target him with various coup attempts. And, you know, this corrupted the integrity of the inspection effort, and basically created a condition where, you know, the American public was preconditioned to accept at face value anything negative about Iraq, without question. If anybody dared raise their hand, as I did, and say, well, wait a minute, you know, I'm not out here to support Saddam, but the facts are, what they're telling you is not true, you immediately became associated as being pro-Saddam, therefore your information was discarded.
Well, we're talking to Scott Ritter, who, of course, was one of the U.S. weapons inspectors over there. I mean, several points. Number one, you say that now everybody agrees and everybody knows. Even the White House admits there's no WMDs, but the neocon talk radio people, they still say they found them and they had them. Just remember, for like 3 months when they first invaded in 03 in March, they every day they found a new nerve gas shell.
Yeah.
Of course, it would show the inspector unscrewing the top and sticking their nose in it, as if anybody who really thinks you're dealing with chemical weapons sticks your nose in it. I mean, give me a break, folks. You don't even mess with them if you think they're chemical. You ship them off to be destroyed. We have all these other problems happening. And then now Rumsfeld's gotten on TV and said it was never about WMDs. I never said they had WMDs. It's an urban legend. So now we've kind of reached a level of Orwellian doublespeak that is just staggering. Now it's about bringing them democracy. That's what we were always there for. And then you leave and look at that. That's a fraud. They've given it back to the Baathist, and they've broken the place up, and the Constitution doesn't really give anybody any freedom. I mean, it's a total fraud. That's a fraud, too.
Right. And again, the best way for people to come to grips with this is understand that this was a fraud from day one. That there's no master plan. It's not as though the United States came into Iraq with any good intent in our heart. This was an agenda carried out by, you know, a radical element of the U.S. government that required, in order to succeed, required the deception, deceiving the American public. And you know, I'm not a lawyer, but I'm enough of a student of the law to know that when you deliberately deceive, when you tell a lie in the conduct of your official duty,
it's called a frame-up. It's called a frame-up, bearing false witness.
Yeah, and it's a crime. I mean, you know, we have an interesting situation here today, though. You know, I'm no fan.
Yeah, if I claim my neighbor is robbing banks and the cops go raid his house and find out I just made that up, I'm going to jail.
That's right. And, you know, Bill Clinton, and I'm no fan of Bill Clinton, but when he, you know, he lied about a personal issue to a grand jury, and Congress screamed impeachment. The fact is, they did impeach him. It didn't make it, but they impeached him. Now you have Kay Bailey Hutchins, a senator from Texas, saying about Karl Rove and Scooter Libby and others, I hope that they're not going to be indicted for some perjury thing like that. I mean, you know, the fact that they might have said something that wasn't true to a grand jury, I mean, that's not really a big deal. No, it's a huge deal, Kay Bailey, and if that's how you feel.
Yeah, we went to war. We got thousands of dead troops.
Well,
100,000 dead Iraqis, you witch.
She's a senator. It's the law. And if she thinks that perjury is okay, she should probably resign. Because I don't know about you, but if that was my senator saying it's okay to break the law.
Well, she is my senator.
Yeah, I know she is. She's not mine, but she's yours and she's your listeners, and she should be run out of office for saying that.
I know, it's just Twilight Zone weird. Stay there, talking to Mr. Ritter, Scott Ritter. New book is out, and it's powerful, Iraq Confidential. I'll tell you about it all coming up. Just amazing. We'll give you some websites as well, and later we're going to take some calls. We've got to hold these people accountable.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylamines, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business in the American empire, instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send for your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, Pennsylvania, 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Song for Scott Ritter, the UN weapons inspector. Scott, I mean, in the early days, when did you finally decide to start going public? When did you finally start, you know, deciding to go, look, this is all lies? I mean, your book's about, you know, the many years before that, being in Iraq, you know, knowing the truth. And then secondarily, how did they get other inspectors above you or people they'd replace you with to come out and lie? And then now they've been forced to admit, quote, they were wrong. Well, they weren't wrong. I mean, they were lying, weren't they?
Well, Mo, first of all, they would get former inspectors. I don't think they got any inspectors on duty to come out and lie. You know, I was an inspector from 91 to 98, and we knew early on in 91 that we had a problem with the United States, that the United States had a policy of regime change that was corrupting the integrity of our operation. But, you know, the United States was also a member of the Security Council of the United Nations. There's a lot of people out there that badmouth the UN and pick on the UN. I'm not here to defend a bureaucracy that definitely needs some reforming, but we should never forget that the United Nations...
Our government founded the UN. It basically runs it.
It's a club, and we have rules. It's called the Charter. And when the United States decides, you know, not to play by the rules, and yet tell everybody else to play by the rules, you know, that corrupts the integrity of that organization. And the United States was a member of the Security Council. It voted for a resolution calling for the disarm of Iraq. It promised that if Iraq cooperated, sanctions would be lifted. And then it turns around and says, "Now, guess what? Now that we have sanctions in place, they're never going to be lifted until Saddam Hussein is removed from power, which was never part of the original equation." And so, you know, this had a hugely detrimental effect on the work of the inspectors.
Well, we also know that for the year of the buildup, when they were, quote, dealing with Saddam and offering him deals and stuff, that Bush had already told Tony Blair, "We are attacking them in the spring." End of story. I mean, it was all
all a lie.
That 4-day ultimatum. I mean, all of that was just theater.
Yes. Well, and going to the United Nations was theater that dramatically backfired. Blew up in the face of the Bush administration. They went.
Why do you think Powell played along with that and went and lied for him, and now says he's embarrassed?
Well, I don't know. I mean, ultimately, Colin Powell will be judged by history by that one day. Here's a man who had, you know, by any account, a distinguished career, working for several administrations, and he blew it all in one day because he didn't have the courage to stand up and say no. If he had resigned, if he had come out and said, "I'm not going to play this game, I'm not going to fabricate, I'm not going to lie, this is my letter of resignation, and furthermore, as an American, once I resign, Mr. President, I'm going to tell the people the truth about your administration," you know, he'd be a hero today. He'd be a hero. He'd probably be presidential material.
Well, Scott, why did you refuse to lie? I mean, you're sitting there. You know you're going to get major heat for doing this. And these people after folks.
It's not an option. The Marine Corps doesn't condone liars. They don't take liars into their ranks. Everything the Marine Corps taught me, everything my parents taught me, everything life taught me, is that you tell the truth. And, you know, you got to stand by your actions. You know, you're gonna say something, then defend it. And if your people come after you, stand your ground. And if you're right, you'll win. And that's just the approach.
Absolutely. And when you have a society where everybody rolls over, I mean, it's a slippery slope. I mean, this is tyranny we're talking about.
It is, especially, you know, the checks and balances that are in place have failed egregiously. You know, Congress has totally abrogated its responsibilities. And again, Kay Bailey Hutchins, she must be held accountable for that attitude, for that mindset.
What would you like to see happen? What would you like, I mean, in a perfect world, Scott Ritter's king for a day, what would happen?
Well, I mean, things are so badly, but the first thing I'd like to happen is to purge Congress of everybody who voted yes for that war. If you voted yes for that war, and you haven't come out and repudiated that vote, said I made a mistake, that I was misled, and that I won't continue to vote to support this war, then you have no right representing the United States, the American people.
Well, I agree. There's a type of schizophrenia. I know so many Democrats that hate the war and hate Bush, but they love Hillary, they love Chuckie Schumer. Most Democrats...
That's the hypocrisy of it, because Hillary Clinton's she's the same problem, just coded, you know, dressed differently. She has embraced the same neoconservative type foreign policies that the Bush administration put out. She can't articulate anything different, how she would do things different, stay the course in Iraq, stay the course in Afghanistan. She doesn't have any original thought. She's so weak in the field of foreign policy and national security that she has no choice but to mimic the far right wing of the Republican Party out of fear of having her weakness exposed.
I've actually had arguments with Democrats, and most of them, it's like they have a mental block. No, the Democrats didn't vote for the war. Yes, they did. In some cases, they're voting more with Bush than Republicans are. It's unbelievably disgusting. Scott, stay there. I want to talk about what's happening with the war now and where you think it's all going, and talk about your new book, Iraq Confidential. And we'll take some calls. Stay with us, folks.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Sooner or later, we all have to face it. We live in dangerous times, and the more prepared we are, the better our chances are to survive them. The threat of a terrorist nuclear attack, a dirty bomb, or a nuclear power plant accident, or a nuclear waste spill is something we all face every day. That's why no family should be without the Nuke Alert. Small enough to fit on your keychain, the Nuke Alert monitors for dangerous radiation levels 24/7, and its long-life battery lasts for 10 years. It's made in the USA and is individually accuracy tested. Your Nuke Alert will let you know if you're entering a contaminated area or if you're being exposed to hazardous levels of radiation. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Nuke Alert today. Only $16 per year will protect your family for 10 years. And for a limited time, you'll also receive a CD-ROM with thousands of pages of preparedness information. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Nuke Alert today. Nuke Alert. Isn't your family worth it?
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
For months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be the special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's mangosteenmarket.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You know, the CIA would like you to believe that it was just a few rogue people in there, and obviously it is compartmentalized, that we're putting out fake intelligence, but we're going to talk a little bit about the history of sabotage continually and trying to inject lies perpetually into the weapons inspection process. But talking to Scott Ritter, the United Nations weapons inspector, who bravely went public and said, I'm not going to be part of these lies. You know, there are no WMDs when our government knows it. Scott, look at this article last week, Financial Times of London. I'm sure you heard about this. Cheney cabal hijacked U.S. foreign policy. We've got Colin Powell's chief deputy, a bunch of other people, and these are Rockefeller, Republican, you know, New World Order types themselves. But even they are calling them, you know, crazy hijackers. But I want to just go, wait a minute. Isn't this kind of good cop, bad cop? You know, either you accept the U.N. in there telling you to, you know, let us inspect and take your country over, or we'll send in the, you know, the evil neocon right-wingers. Basically, I've, you know, brought up a couple of different points, but would you like to comment on those?
Well, one of the things that strikes me, I mean, first of all, the United States isn't playing it right. It's not about good cop, bad cop. It's about due process. It's about doing the right thing. You know, if you want to take out Saddam, be honest about it. Let's have that debate, etc. But we told the world we simply wanted to get rid of weapons of mass destruction, and then we create the double standard. We create the new the new mission objective, and we're not honest about it. And I find it peculiar. I mean, again, I'm glad that Colonel Wilkerson and others are speaking out now. But it's just a little too cute for them to be jumping ship now that it's sinking. I mean, it would have been nice if they had jumped ship before the ship ran into an iceberg. And
yeah, but what did Mark Twain say? He said, in the beginning, a patriot is a scarce man, hated and feared, but in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot.
And these people will not pay a price, and they should. I mean, Wilkerson was around when Powell gave his speech. Wilkerson's quite aware of the falsification of data that took place.
For those who don't know, tell us about Wilkerson.
Well, he's a colonel who's a military aide to Colin Powell, and he's been a loyal aide. Cut out of the same piece of cloth that Powell is, where you don't speak out against your superiors, you salute smartly. But one of the problems is they forget that their oath isn't, his oath isn't to Colin Powell, his oath isn't to the president. His oath is to the Constitution of the United States of America.
Good point. A lot of people think patriotism is worshiping whoever the leader is, and folks, that's called dictatorship.
Yeah, it's very dangerous. You know, Theodore Roosevelt, again, I'll paraphrase it because I don't have the exact quote, but, not to criticize a president, especially during times of war, is not only, morally cowardly, but it borders on treasonous. I mean, it's our duty and responsibility as American citizens to hold our elected representatives accountable for what they do in our name. We cannot accept the notion of you're either with us or against us. That's absurd in a democracy.
Or really absurd in a constitutional republic.
Absolutely.
Because, the danger of a pure democracy, and you're going to get the lecture, because if I don't, I'll get the lecture.
You'll get the lecture.
Well, it's important. I mean, I know what you're saying. I'm not trying to lecture, but in a democracy, 51% of people say, take that guy's land, it happens. But in a republic, there's even more safeguards where the minority's rights are protected as well as the majority.
Absolutely. Well, that's what the Constitution is supposed to do, is protect. It's not there for the majority. It's there for the minority. It's there to make sure that we don't have the tyranny of the majority.
You're right, Scott. Where does all this go? I mean, if they just burn a Scooter Libby or a Rove and then Bush pardons them and they go and get CEO jobs at $15 million a year, I mean, they're just little mid-level functionaries. I mean, what would you like to see happen? People need to be punished. I mean, I know you said, clean Congress out. I totally agree with you. I mean, something more. I mean, I think the president needs to go to prison.
Well, yeah. I mean, in an ideal world, first of all, let's be fair. We can't convict somebody till we try it. So I think the president should be investigated to determine whether or not he has committed a crime. And if a crime has been committed, then the president must be held accountable, fully accountable to the rule of law.
But that should be by a grand jury. It shouldn't be by some blue ribbon committee he appoints.
No, of course not. It should... if it's not going to be by Congress, then it needs to be by a grand jury. It needs to be the civil crimes. But I'm also someone that says, look, if we're going to go after Bush, and I'm all for it, we got to go after Clinton. We got to go after the people in the Clinton
administration. Amen. Oh, absolutely. Amen.
And we've got to make sure that we set the record straight that this isn't about, partisan bashing, Bush bashing.
Absolutely. That's how they control us.
This is about reasserting the rule of law as set forth by the Constitution and reasserting, the power of the people.
Because government, I mean, as you know, Scott, has gotten too big for its britches across the board. It's time for them to learn some humility and stop having this imperial hubris.
Yeah, and there's no doubt about it. And, it's also time for the American people maybe to reacquaint themselves with the Constitution. Read that and read the opening paragraph. We the people of the United States. I mean, it's our document. It's our life. It's our country. And
it is America.
We don't do very well by, we don't serve our role as citizens by allowing an oligarchy or, this tyranny of the minority to govern without any checks and balances.
Absolutely. Beautifully said. And folks, by pushing, by speaking, by getting involved, Democrats, you have to stop mindlessly supporting Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton. I mean, why do you think she has a four-hour dinner every week, according to the New York Daily News and New York Observer, with Rupert Murdoch? It's all staged. Why do you think Clinton constantly vacations with the Bushes? It is an insider cabal, and it's got to be removed. How do you see that happening, Scott?
Well, again, I mean, it's not going to happen, A, until people wake up. And you're right. You mentioned it earlier. You know, we have the Rush Limbaughs of the world, the Sean Hannitys, and these other millied-mouthed, you know, whatever you want to call them, people.
Liberals, ultra-left-wing extremists.
Or even right-wing. I mean,
well, I'm being sarcastic. Okay, they claim they're conservative, and Bush has doubled the growth rate of the government.
Yeah.
It's pure bull.
But these guys are sitting there just spouting lies, spouting vindictive, and they have brainwashed a certain portion of the country. It doesn't matter now that the president himself has said there are no WMDs, that all WMDs were destroyed in the summer of 1991. The president has recognized this. These people still say not only were there WMDs, but we found them. That this war is justified, and there's a certain element that believes this. And yeah, you know, unfortunately, we're going to have to sort of push that element.
Well, you
don't
want to hear the stuff I hear him say about you and people I even know, and they've never served. They've never been over in Iraq for years in that hellhole. They've never done all the things you've done in all these dangerous places. And then yeah, he's a commie. I don't like that Ritter.
Well, I'm you know, look, there's enough Marine Corps left in me that. If they really feel that way, they're welcome to come over here and say it to my face, and then we'll settle it the old-fashioned way. You know,
well, it's just so
I'm
pathetic.
Not a,
I mean,
I'm not an American patriot, and if you got a problem with that, then I got a problem with you. It's just that easy. But we shouldn't turn it to that level. This should be about something a little bit more than.
No,
than,
I know.
Than
I'm just sick of. I'm just sick of all these little sycophants.
Well, of course. But see, what happens is. When you engage people in a battle of ideas and they come ill-equipped, the first thing they'll do is attack the speaker, not the ideas. They're going to shift the debate away from the issue at hand.
I know. It's pure bull. I mean, so obviously you've heard what I've heard where they get on the radio every day and they say they found the WMDs and Scott Ritter's evil. And anybody else who's against it is evil. Well, Ron Paul's against it. You know, all these other real conservatives are against it. I mean, it's a pack of lies.
But, again, they are hanging themselves with a rope that they themselves wove. Eventually, you know, the beauty of all this vindictive that they spew, and it's not just the far right. It's mainstream media. It's the New York Times is collapsing around itself today. Because of the garbage that they allow.
Yeah, the readership's way down. They're having to let go hundreds of people. Exactly. They did this. And listen, Scott, I have not even near, you know, the biggest patriot, you know, old-line conservative, truth-telling, whatever you want to call it, websites. But I'm bigger than major Texas newspapers, you know, just in the Internet ratings. And we have millions and millions of listeners just on the Internet and just viewing the website every week. I mean, that's got to be hurting them. And we read about how their readerships across the board in the last 10 years, newspaper readership down by 60%.
Well,
the lion's share of that in the last 2 years.
Nobody has confidence in them anymore. They've failed in their responsibility to serve the American public by telling the truth, by telling the facts. You know, there is room for a position. That's called the editorial page. And I have no problem with a publisher saying, okay, this is who I am, and so here's my editorial page. Then they have something called the op-ed page, where they can publish, you know, opposing points of view. That's wonderful, because, you know, when we open up a newspaper and we see it, we know what we're getting. But when they take their editorializing into the news and start shaping stories, fabricating stories, and basically spoon-feeding things that aren't a reflection of reality to their readership, they've failed, and the New York Times did that. The Washington Post has
done
that.
Well, Scott, what you've said has proven it. You know, they like to act like it's just Bush and these frothing neocons, but really, the American establishment and Congress use them as their front men or their shock troops in this, and that's what I wanted to bring up to you, you know, this larger program. There's the Pentagon program of P2OG. Where Rumsfeld said, we want to stimulate terror attacks. We want things to break down. We want civil war. We want a weak government. We want, in failing, we win, because then we get to stay there for decades. Your take on that?
Well, I think that, again, I have trouble giving the Pentagon credit for having, you know, this detailed conspiracy theorist type plans. I'm sure that this is there, et cetera. They're making it up every day. It's not as though they're working off a master plan. what we're seeing is incompetence personified. You know, Rumsfeld and Cheney and the rest of them have hoodwinked everybody because they get on national TV and the media throws softball questions to them, and they have this calm demeanor, and they speak, you know, high and mighty. And everybody goes, wow, these guys know what they're talking about. But when push comes to shove, you know, they're liars. There's no depth to them. They're very thin in terms
But Scott, you just said it. It's not a conspiracy theory. The New York Times, the Washington Post, supposed liberal bastions, corporate interests wanted this war, so they let the neocons, you know, be the instruments of that. They then take the fall for it, at least a partial fall, and P2OG is real. A year before the war, Rumsfeld saying, I mean, there's a 1983 Israeli plan to use America to invade.
Well, I know. I'm aware of all this, and I know that there's elements inside the Bush administration, especially Donald Rumsfeld's associates, you know, Doug Feith, Wolfowitz, and others, who long ago, you know, crossed the line of serving America, and they started serving another country out there, Israel. And they started putting Israeli... You know,
well, I mean, my point is that Israel publicly had the plan to have Iraq in civil war.
Well, from the Israeli perspective, yeah. The idea of a... This dates back to the Iran-Iraq war, where we said it's good to have the Iranians and the Iraqis killing each other.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, tell us a little bit about the book, and then I want to take some calls, Scott.
Well, again, the book sets the record straight. It puts down in great detail. I call it the Rosetta Stone for the situation in Iraq today. Because once you understand the reality of, you know, what existed, who was doing what before we went in.
So it's all the background, all the components. It's the alphabet to be able to read the Sanskrit.
Absolutely. You read this book, and then you go back and review the speeches that people are giving today, and it'll just come right
you
to
know, you. You know, it's premeditated bull.
That's right.
Premeditated bull. Now, they're lying to us about this. What else are they lying to us about?
Well, apparently a lot of things.
Why did they think they'd get away with it? I mean, it is really... I mean, Rumsfeld gets on TV now and says, I never said there were WMDs.
Well, what amazes me is that it takes somebody like Jon Stewart, a comedian, to point out that he's lying. You know, Jon Stewart will play that clip, and then he goes back and plays another clip. Why isn't CBS News doing that? Why isn't ABC News doing that? Why is NBC doing that, showing the hypocrisy and
yeah,
the lying?
Yeah, one time on Face the Nation, they just read a quote after he said it, and he literally turned red. Let's talk to Jake in Texas. Jake, thanks for holding. You're on the air with Scott Ritter.
Hey, Alex and Scott, how's it going? Hey, I wanted to hear y'all's prediction. Once everybody finds out the war was a fraud and everybody starts waking up to this, What's going to happen? I mean, we know they want to go after Syria and Iran.
Well, notice the mainstream media says even if Bush is bad and lied, we've still got to stay the course. We owe it to the troops to keep them in the meat grinder. Scott?
Well, and that's the sad case, is that right now American troops will die for somebody's political, fortune.
But somehow it backs them up to keep them there when they're not even needed. And then Bush 2 weeks ago said, we've trained 80 groups of Iraqis, 80, you know, groups of security forces, and then the military admits there's two groups.
Yeah, no, it's absurd. And, you know, when you talk about Syria and Iran, you know, today we have John Bolton giving a speech at the United Nations where he's accusing the UN of not standing up to its obligations, da-da-da-da. He's setting the stage for a potential unilateral action by the United States against Syria. Why now? Syria's not a threat. Yeah, maybe we can be a little angry that they popped off a corrupt former prime minister of Lebanon who stole billions of dollars of the reconstruction money. But that's not a cause for America to go to war. It's a distraction. The Bush administration's taking it in the knee right now.
Let me bring this up to you. I totally agree with you. It's a distraction. They're taking it in the knee, and please continue your comment. But Ray McGovern, who I know you know personally, he said last week on this show Bush may carry out some type of terror attack.
Well, it wouldn't. Look, nothing this administration would do would surprise me. They're desperate right now. If you go back and take a look at the, you know, Nixon administration during the height of Watergate, you know, there was talk of you know, Nixon was talking about using nuclear weapons against the Soviets in the Middle East. You know, insanity of this nature. You know, when you have a irresponsible administration like the Nixon administration and like this current administration, and they start to feel embattled, surrounded, they take on a fortress-like mentality where everybody becomes the enemy.
So you think that's possible?
I think that, look, you have people who have no regard for the rule of law. These aren't people who appreciate the Constitution. To them, the Constitution is an impediment. It's an obstacle. It's in the way. It's something to be, you know, avoided. And they are married to an ideology of global domination, of global imperialism, and they're not going to deviate from this.
Well, every major guest I've been having on, in and out of government's been unanimously agreeing. Let's jam one quick question in, then Scott can answer it after the break. Clayton in Missouri, ask your question.
Alex, he kind of answered it indirectly. The United Nations came out with this report condemning Syria for a political assassination inside Lebanon. What a lot of people don't know is that U.S. forces have been in a lot of skirmishes with Syrian forces on the Iraqi border. So you think GW will use this U.N. report to invade Syria?
We'll be right back and get Scott Ritter's comment on that. Great point, Clayton. Then we'll talk to Joe, Dave, and Richard. And that'll be it for calls on the other side. PrisonPlanet.tv.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power mad cult of death that has sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lake streams and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Segment. We are joined, of course, by former UN weapons inspector, former Marine Scott Ritter. Totally vindicated. It's got to feel good. Be on the front lines telling the truth. And years before, it was cool. And Iraq Confidential is his new book. You should get it and support him and support this courageous man who's been attacked savagely for our liberty, for our freedoms, and trying to save lives of our troops and the Iraqi people. Don't forget my new film. I'm going to be showing the new film, Order of Death, along with the documentary Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove this Thursday, 7 o'clock, Alamo Drafthouse, South Lamar. Get your tickets at InfoWars.com. Link through via the Safe Secure shopping cart. Scott, answering that question, they really want to go into Syria and Iran. I've got friends and family in the military. They've been told they're going into to Syria before Iran. I talked about that 2 years ago. And they could use this as a big distraction. So to answer the caller's question, where do you see this going?
I see, again, this administration wants to go to Syria, wants to go to Iran. Iran is turned into a little bit more of a difficult proposition, both diplomatically and militarily and financially. So Iran may be pushed to the back burner right now. Doesn't mean it's going away, and we should never forget that.
So the snake's going to try to eat a smaller...
Yeah, we're going to go small first. In Syria, I think they think the feeling of the Bush administration is this is a very easy target. It's one that, again, it would make Israel very happy if we took out this this regime. I'm not sure it's going to be as easy as they think it's going to be.
But if terrorists blow something up in America, then maybe.
Well, whether terrorists are planning to do it now, I can tell you one thing. If we go into Syria, there'll be a whole host of people planning to blow it up. Because people need to understand something. We have an administration that has no appreciation of history, no appreciation of how the rest of the world works. And, they use the language of crusade. We have a president who speaks of...
But see, I think they do know the language.
Evangelical, Christianity, God has told him to do this, and we've invaded two Muslim nations. We're getting ready to invade a third.
But see, Scott, that's where we differ. They know what it's... They know it's meant to enrage them. Let's take two quick calls. Joe in California, then Dave. Joe, go ahead.
Good morning, Alex. Good morning, Scott. Scott, you really have a lot of good things to say. There's some problems out here. Some people have... trying to impeach you as a good source of information because of some morals charges. I wish you could address those and tell us how that happened.
Oh, give me some specifics.
Look, anything that's been said about Scott is pure bull. And we're just flat out of time. I'll have him back up sometime if you want him to address, just basic bull. I mean, everything he said has been proven to be true, and we've had the government trying to attack Scott. Thanks for the call. Let's take one final call. We just don't have time to get into any baloney. Dave in Illinois. Go ahead, Dave.
Thank you. And Scott, I want to say I trust my instincts pretty good. When I first saw you, I thought another shill for the administration. But I think you're a true patriot.
Well, it doesn't matter. Everything he said has been proven. People can't say that. I don't know if I want to believe Scott Ritter. Everything he said has turned out to be pure gold.
He's courageous enough, patriotic enough.
Yeah, the war has been won, folks. We proved that we were right. I'm sorry, go ahead.
And Mark Twain said a true patriot is a rare commodity. And how much does Israel have to do with everything in the Middle East?
That's all we got time for. Israel, again, back to Israel's role in all this. Scott?
We don't want to oversimplify it, and we don't want to exaggerate it, but it's there. I mean, there are elements of the far right wing of the Likud party who have aligned themselves with these neoconservatives in the Bush administration, and they have a heavy influence on what we're doing in the Middle East today.
And they have their own offices in the Pentagon.
Apparently they do.
And then they get to write the fake intelligence. All right. Well, Scott Ritter, thank you for coming on, my friend. The new book is Iraq Confidential. Take care.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. God bless you all. I'll see you at the Alamo Draft House Thursday. Be there.
This broadcast is available on MP3 CD format at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.